Welcome to Turn Up the Music with Cheryl Giesbrecht. I'm D.C. Carter. Today, we'll be learning about how to turn control of our lives over to God. Here's Cheryl.
Life is a series of decisions. What should I eat? What should I wear? Who should I talk to? Some of our choices are habits, and these choices can be minor, yet others have lasting impact. In the midst of our choices, we try to decide what's the right way to go. We must remember we are not our own. We belong to God. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20 says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body." If you've ever rented a house, you remember what it was like to live with the landlord's rules. You took good care of your rental. You asked permission before you painted the walls, and the landlord took care of the repairs. Well, that's the way it is with our temple, our body, our life. We are not our own. God is a gracious landlord who has given us boundaries for living. When we follow His rules and stay within His boundaries, we walk in His will and abide in His peace. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "For the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk, it is living by God's power." It's only by God's power we can let go of our plans, our agendas, and submit to God's will. Andrew Murray said, "The condition for gaining God's full blessing is absolute surrender to Him." The song "I'm Letting Go" talks about how God wants us to give up our agenda and give it over to Him. That surrender. Here's Francesca Battaglia.
This is a giant leap of faith. Trusting and trying to embrace a feeling unknown beyond my comfort zone. I'm letting go.
To let go is submission to God's will. It's surrender to the love of a God who can be trusted with every aspect of our lives. God wants us to live dependently on Him with the awareness that everything we do, think, or say is fitting with His purposes. Psalm 100 verse 3 says, "Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, You are so good, so loving, and so trustworthy. Thanks so much for directing my life. I surrender to You. I let go of my plans. I commit and submit to You. I give You my all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Turn up the music.
Thanks for joining Cheryl Giesbrecht with Turn Up the Music. For information on Cheryl's products or speaking ministry, go to FromAshesToBeauty.com. I'm D.C. Carter. Have a great week.